Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, and thank you for tuning in tonight on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and I'm glad you joined me this evening, and I really hope that everyone's doing well. Happy Labor Day. You know, being a mother of three, you know, I got an entirely different meaning to Labor Day. For me, it was more like a labor marathon, But anyway, I hope you all had a great day. We had friends over for a nice picnic, and we had a great time. And I think there was some really good news on Gustav, the hurricane. You know, it was nice to see that it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be, so that kind of lifted my spirits. And I'm sure you all were watching that, too. Now, if you're joining the show for the first time, I'm a numerologist, and I really discovered it as a child, and it is something that I am very passionate about. And, you know, numerology is founded on the teachings of Pythagoras, and he lived in 560 AD. It has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. And numerology is an ancient science of numbers. Names and numbers are symbols. And the symbols found in your date of birth and in your name at birth speak volumes about you as a person and your reason for being here in this lifetime. So, you know, on this show, we talk numerology a couple shows a month, and we also bring on some great guests. And tonight's one of those nights we're going to be talking about numerology. I'm going to discuss the numerology of the presidential candidates, tell you what the numbers have to say about who is going to be moving into the White House in January. You're going to hear why Hillary had such a hard time of it and what's on the agenda for her. You know, I was interviewed and they printed an article for me about the presidential race. It appeared in the Pennsylvania Patriot News, and I got to tell you, I called it 100% right. But you can hear the update today. And I'm also going to be taking your calls and doing live readings for anyone in the listening audience. So stick around. It's going to be a good show. Now, one of the things that I wanted to bring up before we get to those presidential candidates is September. You know, in numerology, your numbers influence your experience. Your personal year numbers certainly do, but your personal month numbers do as well. And September is one of those months where your personal year number matches your personal month number. So what does that mean? Well, if you're in a one personal year, September is going to be a one personal month. And if you're in a 2 year, it's going to be a 2 month. So what I'm trying to say here is there's double energy flowing in September, and everyone usually finds September to be quite intense. Because you have double the experience coming in, double the energy influencing you, double everything. And it's really amazing to me how many people call me up in September and they say, Allison, I don't know what's going on. Something's crazy is going on. And, you know, I always try to reassure everybody, it's just September. You know, just count the days until October. It's temporary. And everyone usually finds that whatever the theme of their year is, whatever's going on this year, just everything just seems to accumulate in the month of September. It seems to come to a head in September. So, you know, if as you move through September, if you're experiencing, you know, intense times, you know, just chill, wait it out. October's coming. And if you want to know what your personal month number is so that you can understand what kind of energy is coming at you, you're more than welcome to go to my website, www.visiblebynumbers.com. And if you look on the What's New page, I believe that that'll tell you how to calculate your personal year. Now, I don't have the September monthly forecast up on the website yet, but if you want to email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and tell me that you would like them, I'd be happy to mail you a copy of the personal monthly forecast so you can check out what's in store for you for September. And if you check back to the website, let's say in a few days, my web mistress, she moved, so giving her a little space to get the work done. Check back to the website in a couple of days, you can actually read the monthly forecast right there on the website. Okay. And, you know, hey, why don't you sign up for the newsletter while you're at it? Because, you know, I do a newsletter. I send it out every month. And in it, I put the personal monthly forecasts. And it comes right to your email. It's free. You can't beat the price. And I also include some great information about numerology, about some really great websites, information about books, upcoming guests on the show. And all you got to do is go to, you know, visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and tell me you would like the newsletter, and I'd be happy to put you on the list. All right. And one other thing that I have to announce is if you live in southeastern PA area, I'm going to be doing some private numerology readings in Doylestown, PA, on October 12th. And if you're interested in setting up a person-to-person numerology reading, you can contact Susan Duvall at susanduvallseminars.com. And that information, and I think her link is right there on my show info page. So just link off, go there, and you'll see the times and the dates if you want to sign up for a private reading. Okay, so that's pretty much the news. Okay, so let's talk about the presidential candidates. And I think let's start with these newcomers, Joseph Biden. Let's start with him. You know, what I find fascinating is Joseph Biden is 65 years old. When you add that up, a 6 plus a 5 equals an 11. And interestingly enough, Barack Obama is 47. When you add the 4 plus the 7, it also is an 11. And the 11 is a master number in numerology, and usually it has, it has a great deal of potential. It has a great deal of significance. Usually, a person when the 11 is around you, and this can also be in the way that your age adds up. I mean, trust me, I'm sure a lot of you can think back to when you were 29, 38, 47, 56, 65. And you could probably think of significant things that may have happened during those years to you. And usually it does tend to put you in the limelight. It does tend to put you on stage. You're hard not to be noticed when you're around the 11 energy. And I think it's really kind of fascinating that both Barack and Joseph, currently their ages add up to an 11. Now, if we look at his energy, he is a two-life path. He's also a 20 birthday, which technically is a very intensified two. And I know some of you are maybe out there shaking your heads going, but, Allison, well, there's three different ways that you can add up and calculate a life path number, which is adding up the month plus day plus year. There's three different ways to calculate. The method that I use is the most accepted method. I did a lot of research on it. It's the one I use. It's the one that works for me. And I actually have calculated his life path number three different ways. And it comes up two ways, and it comes up an 11 another way. So, but the guy is a two life path with a 20 birthday. And this is very much in alignment with the energy of Barack Obama. So they're going to see eye to eye on things. And I really think that they're going to, you know, very possibly work very well in tandem with each other. I think they're going to see things from the same perspective. I can see where there's a lot of common ground there. And this does make Joe Biden, very much a very tactful person, a very diplomatic person, a person that really wants to resolve conflicts and differences, somebody that has a knack for doing this, someone who's very intuitive, you might even say guided from a higher source. This is definitely someone who could do really well in resolving conflict, or someone who friendly and easy to be around, and somebody who's very supportive. And as someone who can disarm you, because on many, many levels, he can almost read your mind and know what it is that you want and be able to find the right words to give you what you need. I mean, usually two energy is really, really good for counseling. And it's very good for being able to feel another person's emotions or feel your way around situations. So he has a lot of that energy in his chart. Now, his expression number, which comes from his name, says that this man is supposed to be around very powerful and influential people because it's an eight. So, you know, what his soul came to experience really was power, money, power, and authority. And so, you know, when you look at the scheme of things, when you look at where he's at, what he's doing, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And this is certainly someone with a great deal of management ability, someone who can be very efficient, very hard working, very goal-orientated, someone who really measures his life by achievement. And usually people that have eight energy, you know, when they work it right, they can achieve great things. Now, heart's desire and personality are two other key elements to Joe Biden. And his heart's desire is a five, and his personality is a three. Now, here we have the reason for this beautiful smile that's on this man's face. And the fact that he looks quite young and vibrant, because usually the three and the five, these people are very, they usually are more youthful, not only physically, but also mentally, they appear quite youthful. This is a sense of humor, you know, friendly, well-liked energy. Three and five energy is very well-liked. This says that he's quite knowledgeable, probably very, studies a lot of things, interested in many, many subjects. But more importantly, he has the kind of personality that people like. He's like the Pied Piper, and people will like his personality. They can relate to him. Now, where's he going? Where's he going in this chart? The one thing I'll tell you is that the pinnacle, which is what the pinnacle is where the energy is for him in the latter years of his life, where he is right now. And this is definitely the nine energy, which is international first and foremost, citizen of the world. And this has to do with helping humanity. So, you know, that makes complete and total sense that, you know, the job that he's getting ready to do or the office that he's running for certainly is in alignment with that energy. And I can tell you that in his transits, this man definitely has a move on the agenda, whether this is a move in career, a move in residence, you know, travel. He's definitely got transits in his chart that are saying, I'm moving. His personal year for this year is definitely a five as well. So that's talking about changes coming to him, expansion of his career. This is also talking about movement, you know, a different set of circumstances coming into your life, change of job, change of agenda. And that's in perfect alignment for what it is that he's doing as well. Now, I will tell you that he's an old soul, I will say that. And, you know, I've heard some criticisms of him. Mainly sometimes he says things without thinking. And certainly that's going to be the three and the five energy that's going to do that to you every time. He can be impulsive at times. But I really do see, really, I think, as we look forward, I think that November, especially the month of the elections, I think may be a very difficult time for him. I can see where that isn't going to be the perfect month for him as far as, you know, he'll be doing a lot of soul searching, I think, in November. But certainly the way these transits and the way the personal year are going, I really can see, whereas more so than some of the other candidates, he definitely is got something on the agenda that takes him to another place. Now let's look at Sarah Palin. You know, I think it's really fascinating that Mother Five, well, of course she is. She's a sixth life path, and sixth life paths really have cosmic mother energy. Certainly people that have that energy in their chart usually either have large families or come from a large family or place a lot of emphasis on children and family. And there's a lot of duty and responsibility to family that will follow her all the days of her life. And so I'm not the least bit surprised that she's a mother of five children. She's an 11 birthday, so we have master energy coming in here. So we know that this is also someone who's very intuitive and someone who has this very special purpose in this lifetime. There's something very important in the message that she's here to deliver, something that does, on some level, enlighten humanity. Now, her expression number, which comes from the name, is also, you know, very much the same as Joe Biden's. You know, it was meant for her to be around powerful, influential people in authority, and she was here to rise to the top. And, you know, if you follow her career, certainly she has achieved those things, and she does measure her life by achievements, just like Joe Biden. Now, what I find really interesting is they call her a maverick, and I don't see maverick at all in these numbers. I see someone who's very conventional, someone who, you know, doesn't want to reinvent the wheel, someone who follows the rules, places a great deal of emphasis on honesty and integrity. I don't really see someone who, you know, when we're talking about change, when we're talking about out-of-the-box thinking, when we're thinking about those things, this is really someone that is very much sees right and wrong, maybe might even have a little bit of a difficult time seeing the gray area. She does have a very clear sense of justice, really, with those sixes and those fours, absolutely. Clear sense of justice. Now, she is a very old soul. You know, in numerology, it's very rare that you would find someone that has all zero challenges. And I know that you're sitting there and you're going, I don't even know what a challenge is, but you're just going to have to trust me on this. Challenges come from your date of birth, and it's very rare for someone to have all zero challenges, so we know that she's a very old soul. Now, where she is at this time in her life is an eight pinnacle, and so this is wanting to bring her around powerful and influential people. There's the opportunity to move forward, to succeed, and let me tell you, she's been under severe limitations for the most part of her life. Her early pinnacles have been tough. There's been a lot of hard work and slow, methodical building of her career. But she's under the influence after the age of 40, of this eight, which allows her to move forward quicker and faster, to be recognized for her previous work, for people to acknowledge the things that she's achieved. And so she's really in a very positive energy at this time. She's also in a cycle at this time that wants to put her in the limelight, which is an 11th cycle. So, you know, it's interesting to see that she's in the limelight. Her essences also are eight. So again, we're talking career, moving forward, power, money, authority. And she's also in a 5 year this year. So we have another person who change has come to her, expansion having to do with career. A change in circumstances, certainly the 5 year always brings travel. You know, whenever the 5 is around, it's also the number that represents communication. So certainly when you look at Joe Biden and you look at Sarah, they're both in this same 5 year. And it's interesting how they're doing parallel things for different parties. So it really does make an incredible amount of sense. And also for, you know, whenever they're in the same year, their months actually fall in alignment with each other. So I also see November as being difficult for her as well. You know, whether there's a lot of soul searching or whatever going on, you know, right around the time of the election, I think it's, for both of them, it's going to be a little, not as easy as it looks. Okay? All right. So let's go to the two heavy hitters here. When we look at, Barack, you know, he definitely is a two-life path. And I have to say that a great many of the greatest presidents had this energy, and they had that for their life path number. So we do know that he's a wonderful diplomat and that he does, on an instinctive level, an intuitive level, he knows how to resolve differences. I think that, you know, finding common ground or something, a place where everyone can agree on something will be his forte. I think he's the kind of person that can rally people around a good cause or good ideas. And he can help pacify, you know, the different various factions where everybody doesn't want to agree. I think he can bring them to the table. I really think that he can make some agreements. So that's a wonderful gift that he has. Also, you know, his birthday number is a four. So we're talking somebody that has a clear sense of justice and right and wrong. someone who can be conservative to a certain extent, you know, somebody that has a great deal of integrity, someone that is honest, you know, and that's really important, honesty. Now, his expression number is a karmic 19-1, so that it is saying something about the fact that in a past life, you know, he was in a position of power, and he also had a great deal of spiritual wisdom. And at some point in that life, he made a decision, and that decision may have harmed another. It might have actually taken away somebody else's power or caused them to be powerless, or in some fashion it may have harmed another. So when he comes into this lifetime, he's bringing that karma in, and he's trying to rectify a wrong done in a past life. And I find that very interesting. Now, a one expression is very often found in our leaders, in our people in politics. And certainly the one is the number of someone who is absolutely has courage, someone who has strength of character, someone who's an individual who measures life by their own experiences, makes their judgments from that. This is certainly fearless. And someone who doesn't mind taking center stage and doesn't mind taking the reins and doesn't mind leading and being in charge. So he absolutely has leadership ability. Now, his heart's desire is talking about someone who has a desire to make the world a better place. And so I do believe that when you listen to his speeches, he's being genuine and that he genuinely wants to right the wrongs of the world and fix the things that need fixed. I think he really does care about humanity in general. I think that he will know how to get together the right people to make the changes that need to be done. And I think that that really is, you know, what is in his heart of hearts is to on some level make his vision of a better world into a reality. Now, he is also an old soul, Barack Obama is. You know, he has zero challenges as well. Now, he's in a sixth pentacle, and sixth pentacle usually is a very protected pentacle, and it does surround you with family. Certainly a person can start a business in a sixth pentacle. They certainly do things for community or socially, you know, for the good of others. You know, it is a time of giving your energy for the betterment of others, and this is where his pentacle is. I do see in his transits that he's dealing with power, money, and authority. And he also has some transits here that say change in career, a lot of travel, and a change in residence. And I think that that is very key to have those transits sitting in his chart that are speaking of him making a move. Now, he is in a 4 year this year, which really what a 4 represents is a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of putting your nose to the grindstone, effort versus reward. It's building a foundation for your future. It can be tiring. It can be tedious. It can be tough. But whatever you do in a 4 year, really there are rewards to be had. You just have to stick with it no matter what and work hard. And this is the personal year that he's in. And usually, you know, we start something new, you know, in the first year in our 9 year cycle. And you really have to think back to the last convention when Barack made his speech and made such a splash and everybody was talking about Barack Obama. And one has to come to the conclusion that he began this run at the presidency back then. The idea was planted in that 1 year for him. And this 4th year is really, he's been working towards this goal for the past 4 years. I would have to say that unequivocally. Now, his personal year for 2009 is a 5. So we know he's moving. Hello, he's moving. This 5 years always bring changes to you, change in job. People change jobs in a 5 year. They move from house to house in a 5 year. They a lot of things could change. Relationships, sometimes marriages change. Expansion of career, your career gets bigger and bigger. All these things happen in a 5 year. And he's definitely got that on the agenda for next year. When we look at the personal energy for the personal month for Barack in November, I would have to say that there's a reward there for him in November. It's a 6 month, and usually in a 6 month there's promotions or rewards. It's a protected month. It usually, you know, is a fairly pleasant and a very beneficial month to be in. Now, my only, I worry a little bit about him for his health for September. He's got a lot of work to do, and he does have, you know, a few indications in his chart, you know, that this might wear on his nerves a little bit. So, you know, I would watch out for that for him in September. Okay. Making sense so far, people? I don't know. Let's talk about John McCain. He also is a two life path, so we know that, you know, the same things that I said about Barack, the same things that I said about Joseph Biden applies to John McCain. He is an 11 birthday. He was born on the 29th, but technically it's at 11 as well. So we know that he comes as a messenger. He has some special purpose to his life as well. Now, his expression number is a karmic as well. In a past life, you know, for him, you know, he did not focus or perhaps had a problem with discipline, or perhaps, you know, he didn't engage his talents. He didn't make the best possible use out of them. So he comes into this lifetime, and he really has to work hard at everything that he does. He has to put in the effort in order to have the reward. Usually people that have fours, you know, they are very conventional. They don't want to reinvent the wheel, as I said before. They definitely traditional. Conservative is a good word to go with the four. And so, you know, this is the type of energy that he has. Now, his heart's desire is a three, so we know that he has a gift with public speaking. He has a gift with expression. He has a gift with words. This also, at times, can cause him to be maybe not focused. Between a 13-4, which says that he had a problem with discipline in a past life, and between the three, you know, there can be times where, you know, he's not going to be entirely focused. Now, his personality, he is going to come off as being authoritative. He has a one personality, so it says, I'm authoritative, I'm in charge, you can count on me, I'm brave. All the, you know, all that energy of the one, you know, anyone that's put in position of leadership, that is what he projects in his personality. Now, where he is in a pentacle is a nine, which is, you know, definitely puts him around international affairs. It puts him around being a citizen of the world, helping humanity or working towards the service to others, but specifically to humanity. His last cycle does want to put him in a leadership position, because that's a one. And, you know, when you're looking at all these charts of all these powerful people, I mean, you have to understand that in order to be where they are, which is on the stage in front of America, they have to have powerful energy to begin with. And so it is not surprising that all of these candidates have very strong energy, and there's success and things that are still upcoming in their charts, whether they're elected or not. And so that's one point that I want to make. I do want to finish this up by saying that he is in an 11 year. So this is really a year that really wants to put him on stage. This is very pivotal to his career. I am a little bit concerned, and I have to tell you I'm concerned about his transits, because there's health issues that come in here, especially when he turns 72. And so because of that, you know, I'm just, you know, a little bit concerned, you know, keeping up the energy level that he needs in order to continue with this campaign. And the final thing that I want to say about him is, in September, you know, I think you're going to find that this is an electric month for him. I mean, this is make or break it. There's something about this month that is very important, very significant. I don't know if there's a loss in order for a gain, or if there's something that, you know, one thing's for sure, that anything he says and anything he does will not go unnoticed. He is definitely going to be noticed. And I am, as again, when you combine the 11 energy, you combine a lot of what's going on in this chart, I worry about his nerves and his health as well in September. Okay, well, I'm going to take a quick break, play some commercial for you, and when I come back, I'm going to talk about Hillary Clinton. I'm also going to talk about Michelle Obama. And perhaps we can gain some more insight into what's going on with their charts. So I'm going to take a quick break and be back with you in just a little bit.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Alison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to talk about Michelle Obama. Really fascinating about her chart. She is an 11 life path, so, you know, there is something about her being a messenger, something about her having an effect on humanity. And she definitely was meant to be in the limelight. This is a very intuitive person. Perhaps she doesn't understand that she's an intuitive person. Or that she really is connected to something bigger than herself, but it's Master 11 energy that's going on here with her for her life path. Her birthday is a 17, so definitely meant to be around powerful and influential people. And her expression is a 16-7. I find that fascinating. It's karmic. And so in a past life, you know, and I'm not spreading rumors about Michelle Obama. I'm just going to tell you what it means, okay? I'm not having opinions here. I'm just interpreting the numbers. In a past life, she may have, this karma is about family. It's about having an affair. It's about, on some level, because of your actions, you caused somebody else to lose their family or lose it all. And she comes in with this 16-7 karma. So what usually happens with a person that has 16-7 is at some point in their life, they lose it all. They lose everything, their life as they knew it, and they have to build their life over again. And they learn what it feels like to lose love, to lose family, to lose all the things that are important to you. And so this karma may play itself out once in her life. It may, for all I know, may have already played itself out in her lifetime. But, you know, this is the lesson that comes in here is faith, having faith in God. Becoming wise. Usually whenever this happens to a person, they're usually better off because of it, or on some level it helps them to grow in understanding, grow in faith, and they build their life better, on better ground. And I find that, this is a very sacred number. It is a number that really represents somebody that has very good gut instincts, somebody who is probably very drawn to religion, or to faith. This is somebody who's very intelligent, for sure. She misses nothing. She's one of the great observers. Seven energy, they don't miss a trick, let me tell you. And it also, you know, she needs her alone time. You know, she can be, a little bit of a recluse at times, or where, you know, too much activity can actually set her off balance. And so that's something, you know, that she needs to consider. You know, usually you would tell someone that has seven energy to do a lot of meditation. That helps with that. And I do know that people don't know quite really what to make of her. And I don't know if they're getting warm and fuzzy from her. Hold on a second. But what's going on here is when the seven energy is really You know, when you meet somebody that has a lot of seven energy, and certainly your personality is a seven, you know, they almost appear as though they can see into your soul, that they're reading things about you that maybe you don't want them to know. And it's not necessarily the kind of personality that, you know, people warm up to. Sometimes it puts them off a little bit. I think John Kerry was a perfect example of somebody that had the seven personality, and people really didn't know what to make of John Kerry. And this is one negative thing about her, is it's just not warm and fuzzy. It's not the kind of energy that people automatically are drawn to. But I will tell you that she is one smart cookie. And she can do a lot of research and analysis. She can come up with some amazing insights. She's a very smart woman. Now, she's intrinsically tied to humanity and helping humanity. It's in her heart's desire. It certainly is in her maturity number. So it's really important for her to do something with her life to make this world a better place. And she does come on some level to implement something that does benefit humanity. Now, she is in one pinnacle. She also has the one challenge. So this is tough for her. A lot of obstacles to overcome, facing a lot of her fears. Learning, you know, to step into her power, self-love, self-worth. I think she may suffer from that from time to time. And definitely, you know, when you're put in a limelight like this, you're learning a lot of lessons about, you know, learning to be confident and learning to hold your power. So I find it very interesting that she's in that pinnacle. Now, this year for her is a 1 year. So she's, this whole thing with the presidency, she's walking, beginning this 9-year cycle right now. And so this is a year where it's probably been a struggle for her, especially with her, challenges, step up to the plate, to be in the limelight, to project confidence, to do the speeches, all the things that she's had to do. I'm sure it was not easy for her. And I really see next year for her. Now, that's an 11 year for her. 2009 is an 11 year for her. Sometimes an 11 year can be very intense. Person can be very sensitive. Person can be, certainly it's almost like an electrified sort of a year. There's a great deal of insight, enlightenment that comes in. Definitely a big year for her next year. Sometimes in a 11 years, sometimes we close doors in our lives in order to open up new doors, you know, something that's more in alignment with our destiny, and she's got some of that going on in her chart for next year. I do see her as being immensely happy in November. She's in a 3-month, so that's telling me that her friends and social engagements and the support of her friends, it's usually quite happy to be in a 3-month. And also in January, again, she will have a smile on her face because it's a 3-month for her as well in January. So very positive upcoming months for her. Now, I want to talk about Hillary for a minute. All right. Not many threes wanted to run for president, let me assure you, or ever have. There's only been a couple of three life paths that actually ever ran for president. They usually don't want the job, let me tell you. You know, that's too tough for a three. Threes are inspirational people, very intuitive people, very creative people. They're not necessarily the made of presidential cloth, let's just say that. And Hillary is a three life path, but she has a very powerful birthday that brings powerful and influential people around her. It's a 26. Her expression number is a 6, and we certainly have seen many presidents that have had the 6 expression number. Which is, it's caring about women and children and families and all the things, you know, surrounding that with communities. And I really think that Hillary's passion when she speaks about family and children, I really believe that she means that, because she carries this cosmic mother energy. Usually 6 come as teachers and healers, and they usually do selfless service for others, and certainly she's dedicated her life to that. She has a 3 personality and a 3 heart's desire, and I have to say that I share that with Hillary. When your heart's desire and personality match, that means you're what you see, what you get kind of a person. And, whether we like it or not, that's the way Hillary is. And one thing that 3s, having that much 3 energy, let me tell you, you can stick your foot in your mouth, let me tell you, you can. Or you say things without thinking, or you tend to be you know, he's so easygoing that you may say something that might hurt someone's feelings. You wouldn't dream that it would hurt someone's feelings because you're so easygoing, it certainly wouldn't hurt you. And so sometimes, you know, that's where open mouth insert the proverbial foot. And I know that Hillary had some issues with saying the wrong things at the wrong time. And also, scattering of her energy is really part of this beautiful three energy, that you scatter your energy, sometimes remaining focused or some, you know, even memory or recall of things, sometimes that's difficult. But the beauty in this is that you can come up with some amazing creative solutions to problems and, you know, be able to work through problems. Maybe you don't do it methodically and logically and rationally. You just come up with some inspirational resolution to a problem, and this would have been something that she really could have been brilliant at, because she can think outside of the box and also come up with things, you know, that actually would be different than what other people's solutions would be. So, you know, all in all, I admire that in her. I think one of the things that she did that she shouldn't have done is she declared her presidency in a 9-year. And if you understand numerology, you, in 9 years, you finish up things. It's about completions and endings. You normally, any numerologist will tell you, don't begin anything new in a 9-year. You can come up with the idea of it. You can think about it. You can plan about it. But don't actually physically begin it until you move into your 1 year. Because usually, if you begin something in a 9-year, it doesn't pan out. It doesn't last. And I do think that that was one thing. If she had consulted a numerologist, they probably would have told her to wait to announce her run at the presidency. She definitely, as she moves through life, she will be working towards humanity, with humanity. She has this 9 energy. As you notice, I've been talking a lot about these candidates, and I've been really bringing in that 9 energy here. And I mean, every one of them has got this in their chart. So these are people that really do have that desire to help others, to right a wrong, to help those that are in need. And so this is really a consistent number in all of these charts. And certainly Hillary will be doing this as she moves through life, as she moves into the years ahead. Now, I do see for Hillary in October, this whole campaign, really, she was in a 16-7 essence throughout the campaign. And I got to tell you, things do not work out when that 16-7 energy is around you. And I tell you what, for her, it always makes things more difficult. Things don't work out the way you had hoped. And with that energy in play for her birthday to birthday during the most part of this campaign, you know, that really was probably the energy that was working against her. And I'm not surprised that it didn't turn out for her. But I do see that her birthday is October 26th, and some really wonderful things are going to be happening for Hillary. Once she gets out of that 16-7 energy, she's going to move into some 8 energy, and people are going to recognize her achievements. They're going to recognize her for the work that she's done, and I really think that she's got something that will promote her or some sort of a payoff for her. Something good is coming to her at 61. I also see, you know, a lot of opportunities with leadership as well. Now, certainly at 61, she's going to be paying off those debts from her campaign, because usually the 8, it's not only receiving money, receiving recognition, but it's also paying off depth from the past. Now, what concerns me a little bit about Hillary's chart is I do see some difficult times ahead of her for 62 and again at 64. And these would be 2 years where there would be difficult circumstances, soul lessons that come in for her. And so I would, you know, she will be a public figure, and we'll see what happens. But she's in a 1 year, so she's starting something new this year. She began it in January, and definitely, she will, this run at the presidency is the beginning of something new in her life. It doesn't, just because the presidency, it appears to be over for Hillary, there is still something that she has begun this year that she will be working on for the next 9 years, and that's very evident in her chart. So pretty much that's the presidential candidates. And so if I had to call it, I'm sorry, people, I'm going to say that I can really honestly see Obama and Biden in the White House, because out of all the charts, you know, they're very powerful people. You can't take the power out of the chart, but you can look at where the energy is putting them next year. And as they move into next year, into the White House, or whoever does, okay, I'm not, this is just calling it by the numbers again, you know, it's a five, you know, the five energy for Obama, so we have to expect the unexpected for Obama as he moves through his first year of presidency. And I have to say that, you know, next year universally is going to be an 11 year. It's 2009, people, so if you add the 2 plus the 0 plus the 0 plus the 9, you have an 11 year. And in my humble opinion as a numerologist, I will unequivocally have to say that I really feel that, well, oftentimes when the 11 is around, there's major, major experiences that happen to enlighten us. Major things go on. To perhaps shift our thinking or shift our consciousness. And I'm a little bit concerned about the energy for next year. I don't care who gets elected. I just hope that they're competent, and I hope that they're ready to lead this country, because I really don't see, you know, with the shape that it's in and what's going on, you know, I really am hoping that we get the right person in office, because I'm not liking, per se, the energy of 2009. And that's my thoughts on that. And I'll probably, you know, as we get closer to it, I'll probably go into that in a lot more detail. So there you go, presidential candidates, my view. And as I said, that's by the numbers. It's not personal opinions. It's not who I would vote for. Although, you know, I think each and every one of us, as we're contemplating who we want to vote for, you know, interestingly enough, we will align with somebody that has our energy, because, you know, it's natural that like draws like. That's the law of manifestation. We are going to be drawn to somebody that has our energy. I quite liked Hillary, mainly because I have double three energy in my chart, so I kind of, I felt that she was inspirational. I felt that she, you know, she worked for me as far as when I was considering a candidate. I found it interesting that my friends that had the same energy as Barack Obama absolutely supported him. And so I think that if knowing your energy, if you had twos and ones in your chart, you're going to be drawn more towards the candidates that have twos and ones in their chart. If you had three energy, you probably would have been drawn towards Hillary. And so, that's another thing that I really found interesting, having discussions with people. So, okay, so we've got, we've got about maybe 6 minutes left on the show. If anybody wants to call in, if maybe you got a comment, a question, maybe you'd like me to do a real quick reading for you, you're welcome to call into the show. Toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And if you live in the California area, you can call direct at 530-876-3222. You know, I've been discussing the numerology of the candidates. So if you got a comment, your thoughts, hey, call in. And if you want me to do a real quick reading, I got 5 minutes. I can do some magic in 5 minutes, so feel free to call into the show. Alrighty then. And while we're waiting to see if anybody's out there listening, let me talk about who's coming up on the shows. Next Monday, we have Nigel Taylor. He's been called the Teacher of Teachers. And I've been reading his book, and, you know, really fascinating person. I really believe he's a walking, talking guru, and I really believe that you are going to enjoy having him. I think I'm going to enjoy that Australian accent most of all, but yeah, it's just me. On Monday, September 15th, I have Audrey and Bob Delahunt. They're the founders of Trilight Hands. They are wonderful, wonderful metaphysicians. They are Reiki masters, teachers, practitioners, counselors. I've had the pleasure of knowing them for several years, and I've had the pleasure of seeing them use their gifts, and they'll be on the show. And they're going to be doing readings for you. Audrey has this wonderful reading. It's a chakra reading. And she did one for me to demonstrate it so that I would know what she would be doing. And she's going to be on the show doing those readings, so you want to mark that one down on your calendar. And I think I heard a beep. Did I hear a beep?
You certainly did.
Who's this?
This is Linda Allison in Florida.
Hi there, how are you?
Oh, fine. I was going to email you your new website for your partner, the romance one.
Yeah.
Everything about it is just, the one word summing it up, awesome. I love the artwork. I love your work, the writing of it. Well, you know I'm a fan of yours anyway, but I was going to tell you, it's very intriguing, and at the same time, it's fun. It's informative, but it's fun.
So. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I will send you $5 in the mail for the compliment.
You know, I know we only have 10 minutes. I'm listening to your show tonight, Allison. And if I give you my birthday, maybe you can make some sense of what's going on with me.
Okay.
And you were talking about September. I'm September 10th, 1952.
Okay.
And if I told you what's going on, Allison, you wouldn't believe me. And
well, I might. Absolutely. September is wacko for everybody.
It was happening before September, though. I think it was just warming up for September.
Yeah, well, I see it all intensifies in September.
Oh, God.
Okay, so what's going on with you, girlfriend? Let's see. Okay, so you've got, oh, yeah. Okay, 9. Uh-huh. You've got the 11-year going on for you this year, okay? Remember I said when I was explaining, you know, some of the candidates that had the 11 years, okay? So if you think that the energy is 2, but really when you add that across, it's an 11. So this is like electric lightning bolts happening. Oftentimes, you know, there can be doors shut in order to open up new doors, maybe doors that are more in alignment with your destiny or where you need to go. Sometimes you can feel as though there's a loss or a gain. The spiritual stuff is like, you know, you may feel totally ungrounded, like almost like an assault on you. We're daydreaming or being connected to something bigger than yourself. I mean, the spiritual stuff is very strong this year. This is a year of like total working with some master energy, total enlightenment, but at the same time, I don't know, with friends or people, this is a year that you've got to, how do I put this, take a diplomatic way, a tactful way. You may have confrontations or arguments that you got to work your way through, but the best way to do it is, you know, smile and be pleasant. Is any of that making sense to you?
Yes, because I'm starting to do that now innately. Just with my brother living with me, and he's been kind of a best way to describe it, very temperamental.
Uh huh.
And rather than speaking my mind, sometimes it's better to take a back seat and
right.
Because I realize he's going through something, and I shouldn't take it personal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's best to take that attitude at this year is to try to take peace at all costs, because anything other than that is really not going to work out well for you. So you, on an instinctive and intuitive level, you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, that was interesting, because, you know, Allison, I realized, I was like, wow, I'm taking a different approach. It's just something I thought, no, I'm not going to argue, because I don't want this type of life created.
Well,
back and forth.
Right. Well, this is what this is about for you. I would just like really tap into your guidance, whether it's the dreams, you know, ask for some guidance in dreams or do your meditations or whatever, and just ask for guidance. And because it's a super intense year for you. Sorry, it's just big time. So, and then watch your nerves, watch your anxiety, you know, play that, whatever it takes that calms you down or helps you to center and balance yourself, you know, keep bringing that energy around you, because, you know, you can actually. And you got to also understand that you're overly sensitive this year as well. So your feelings can get hurt really easy this year. So you really kind of want to remember that about yourself and just kind of like, you know, isolate yourself and, you know, work at bringing that calmness and that peacefulness around you, okay?
Allison, how long does this last, 11 year, for me?
Well, I think that you should be, by next month, you're going to be shifting, you know, feeling the next year coming in October. And you'll get a sense of what's coming up for you. And so next month is really a big month to pay attention. And I hate to say this, dear, but I'm running out over and I've got to go. But email me and I'll give you a little heads up on that question, okay?
Allison, you are just absolutely awesome. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, dear. Thanks
right,
for calling in. Alrighty, bye-bye. All right, everybody. Well, guess what? You know, time flies and I went over a minute and now I got to go. So I hope you enjoyed the presidential candidates. I hope it gave you some insight. And, hey, do check out gethisnumber.com, my new website. That is, you know, it's my baby, and I love it, and everybody seems to like it, so check it out. And I'll be back again next week, and in the meantime, I wish you peace, love, and abundance. Have a great night, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.